Good morning. Happy Father's Day for the fathers. Today's message won't be a Father's Day message, but as many passages of Scripture, it'll be applicable, especially for the parents.
今天这个我们讲的道不是父亲节讲道，不是针对父亲讲，但事实上很多经文引用的，对父亲讲起来也是非常好的。
And I will make a special application for parenting at the end.
最后。 在我结束之前，我有那些用途的讲道，会对我们做父母的很有帮助。
Today we're going to talk about a familiar topic.
今天我们讲的题目对你们讲起来，大家都是很熟悉的。
If you look at your money today, you have this model that says "In God We Trust."
如果你把你的钱拿出来看的话，钱上面有讲说，我们 "In God We Trust," 就说我们要信任我们的神。
In 1907, President Roosevelt tried to convey to Congress that they should not have this model on our coins.
1907年，罗斯福总统跟美国的 Congress 讲，国会讲说，我们不应该把这个放在我们的钱币上面。
He says a beautiful and solemn sentence, such as the one in question, should be treated and uttered with only with that fine reverence.
他说，在当这个美丽跟那个庄严的这种句子，我们必须要。 对他要非常小心，而且非常要 fine reverence， 就是说很好的尊敬。
So to him, there's a big conflict in who we trust. Do we trust money or do we trust God?
就对他讲起来，这个字事实上说我们是要来尊敬神呢，还是尊敬这个钱？
And since lots of people don't value God the same way they should, this phrase on money causes ridicule for money for this phrase "In God We Trust."
所以说，事实上，对一般很多人不尊重神的，或者不重视神这件这个地位这个事情，这个钱上面写的这东西，简直是对钱也不尊重。So
out of reverence for God, he says we shouldn't put this phrase on money.
所以，当我们对神有尊敬的话，我们不应该把这句话放在钱的上面。
Regardless of whether you think this phrase belongs on our money or not.
不管是不是这个，我们觉得说这个这段这个话是不是应该在存在钱上面。
It brings us the idea that there's a conflict. Who do we trust? Do we trust in wealth or do we trust in our God?
事实上就把这个矛盾就放在中间。我们是要重视我们的神呢，还是重视这个钱？
This is the same conflict that that Jesus addresses here in Luke chapter 12.
所以事实上，同样的，在这个路加福音第十二章，主耶稣也把这同样的问题摆在我们面前。
Throughout the Gospel of Luke.
在路加福音中,
Luke writes a lot of stories or events in Jesus' life.
他很多讲到来告诉我们主耶稣的生活。
Every one of these events, he tries to show us who Jesus is.
在任何情况之下，他都告诉我们说主耶稣是什么。
And he asks, "Will you follow him?"
他要我们说我们来跟从我们的主耶稣。
This section is no different.
这段里面也是没有什么不一样。
In many of the sections of Jesus' preaching, there's three groups of people.
在各种情况下，主耶稣通常对他们讲的是有三种人。
There's the Pharisees and the scribes who generally oppose Jesus.
还有法利赛人，这些人专门反对主耶稣的。
There's a crowd who's kind of trying to decide whether they will follow Jesus or not.
还有一大堆民众，他们这些人在想说，我们要怎么，是不是要跟从主耶稣呢？
And there's the disciples that mostly decided they will follow Jesus, but doesn't know quite how to do it.
还有就是一部分人，就是这些人是神的门徒，但是他们决定要跟从主，但是他不知道怎么去做。Luke
uses this interaction to ask us how we're going to follow Jesus.
路加在这里就用这个例子来跟我们讲说，我们要怎么来跟从主耶稣。In
chapter 12, Jesus is addressing the Pharisees, addressing the crowd concerning the Pharisees.
在这边第十二章这边，那个主耶稣是对着那个门徒讲，他是事实上也是在讲到说这些在跟着法利，对法利赛人也在同样的在说同样的。
And then someone the crowd asked him in verse 13，
在那个十三章里面，第十三节讲这个一个民众问他一个问题。
Someone the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide inheritance with me."
他那边就说，老师，你告诉我这个弟兄，我的兄弟叫他怎么来跟我来分财产。
So he had a legal question that he wanted Jesus to do to figure out how to help him with.
所以这个观众就是要主耶稣在帮他解决这个法律上的一个问题。
He realized that Jesus was a teacher versed in the Old Testament law and could help solve this legal problem, perhaps give him an advantage.
事实上，他是希望说主耶稣用那个旧约的律法来帮他解决这个问题，或许这个会帮助他。
But Jesus actually turns the question. He He doesn't want to address this one question at this point. He says to him, ironically, man, who made me a judge and arbiter over you? Jesus is a judge. He will come and judge.
主耶稣是一个是没有个审判官，将来会来审判我们的。But
his judgment is not limited to this monetary concern of which brother gets more land or more money.
在这里，主耶稣这边不是一个反审判官，他来决定说哪一个人得到哪一个，哪一个人得到更多。But
Jesus takes this opportunity to teach the disciples and the crowd a true attitude that we ought to have toward money.
这边主耶稣用这个机会来教导他这个。 这些观众、民众就说：“我们要用什么样的正当的态度来处理这个金钱的事情？”
So he gives this parable here that we read earlier.
我们刚刚读过这三节、十四节。
And before he gives a parable, he tells us what the parable is about.
在他讲这个比喻的时候，他先告诉他这比喻是什么。
He says, "Take care, be on your guard against all covetousness." But one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
他说你们要小心，他是用各种的防卫来防止我们防卫我们这些那个贪心的，在生活中有贪心的，是贪心的。他说事实上我们那个生活上人的生活不是只关切到这个有关财富而已。
And then he gives a parable.
然后他这边在16节开始讲他的财富。
In the parable, there's three main sections. Verse 16 talks about the blessing of God.
在16节讲的是说是从神的恩典来的。Verse
17 through 19 tells about the response of the fool.
17节到18节是说神的丰富的恩典，丰富的供应。And
verse 20 concludes the section with God's response.
所以在20节讲到是说神的对我们这个整个的问题的答复。When
Jesus finishes giving this short parable,
当主耶稣讲完这个比喻的时候,
Jesus gives us a conclusion of what we ought to do with this knowledge.
对，主耶稣在二十一节就对说这个整个比喻来讲，用了怎么样来做法才是对的。So
let's take a look at the God's blessing, verse 16.
我们先看看那个对看的神的祝福这个事情来讲，在第十六节。The
land of a rich man produced plentifully.
他说在这个生产丰富的地这个事情来讲。
To have land that produces fruitfully or plentifully is a product of two things.
你如果看到这块地土地生产丰富的时候，是两样事情的成果。
It's hard work that God commands us to do.
一个是我们的真正说神要我们努力的工作的。
Proverbs reminds us that in all toil there's profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty.
在那个箴言14章23节讲说，诸般的勤劳都有益处。
So if you have a field that you don't work it, you don't plant it, you're not going to have any fruitful produce at the end of the year.
就是说像一块土地，你如果不去努力的工作的话，你到年底的时候就什么收成都没有。
It's kind of like my garden with all the weeds growing there right now.
就像他的花园，不是我的花园。
The other thing is that we need God's provision to make the land fruitful.
另外一个重要的就是说，像神的供给。It's
God who blesses.
是神来祝福我们。
There's nothing wrong with God blessing the fruit, the field.
事实上，神在祝福这个地土上是没有错的。
It's a good thing.
是好的事情。In
the Old Testament, God often blesses His people.
在旧约里面，事实上，主耶稣常常用这个土地的丰盛来
with riches, with good soil, with plants, with animals.
对，他事实上常常在旧约用这个祝福他人的土地、人的牲畜。
Abraham was recognized as a servant of God because he was rich.
那个我们亚伯拉罕是因为他也认识到这件事，跟神对神忠心的父是神会祝福他的。
Job was blessed.
约伯也是一样得到。
Solomon was blessed.
我们所罗门王也是得神的恩典的。
In fact, Deuteronomy 28 shows for Israel that they will have blessings of children, fertile land and increase of livestock if they obey God.
在生命记28章里面讲，28章第4节讲说，我念给你们听，他说，你生所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的，以及牛犊羊羔都必蒙福。
So at this point of parable, God's blessing is something good. There's something wrong with it.
所以在这边看到这个比喻中说，神的祝福是对的，是好的。 没有什么错的。
Now we'll come back to the rich man. What does he do with this plenty that God gives him?
那我们来看看这个年轻人富有人在17节到19节，他怎么来对神的啊，对给他的礼物来这个看法做法。
He thought to himself, "Why shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops."
我想说，我该怎么办呢？我生产那么多，我怎么去收集起来呢？
Consider this today.
我们在今天的时间来看的话，
Suppose you worked hard for the last 3 years.
假如说你过去两年做得非常努力，工作非常努力。
Yeah, you worked at tech startup company.
你在一个新开始创业的那个电脑或者。
You were smart. You were diligent. You put up your hobbies and interests to concentrate on work.
你努力的工作，你把你所有的喜好都放在一边，而去努力的工作。
IPO this week, and now you find yourself holding shares of the company worth $1 million.
当你那个股票上市的时候，你觉得你手上有将近100万的股票，100万元的值得的股票。
What do you do with that kind of money? What do you do with those kind of shares?
那你把那个股票拿在手上怎么办？你怎么来处理这个事情？
This is what the rich man was thinking. So he stopped himself. What shall I do?
这就是刚刚那个年轻的富有人怎么在想，说我怎么办呢？我有那么多的财产，我怎么办？
We make the same kind of thoughts when we were blessed with money or other riches. What should we do with it?
我们也常常拿着手上那么多钱，我们在问我自己，我们怎么来做这个投资呢？再怎么来处理这个事情呢？
I think it's a logical question that arises out of this situation.
这是一个合理的问题。
And now the question is, was his action prudent? What did he choose to do? Was it a wise action?
那接下来说，问我们说，什么样是一个智慧的行动，或者说小心的行动？
Verse 18.
第18节说，
And he said, "I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods."
这个年轻人说，我会把这个旧的仓库拆掉，然后盖一个更大的仓库，把这所有的东西存在里面。
We know how the parable ends, and that this action turns out to be a poor action.
事实上，我们也知道这个比喻的结果是什么，他的做法是不对的。But
storing up your treasures is not always a bad thing.
事实上，把你的财富收集起来不是一个错误的事情。Go
to 1 Chronicles chapter 9.
如果你去历代志上第九章，29.
29章。I'm going to read from verse
第二节到第五节。
I'll start with verse 1.
第一节。
And David the king said to all the assembly, "Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is young and experienced, and the work is great, for the palace will not be for men, but for the Lord God. So I have provided for the house of my God, so far as I was able, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, beside great quantities of onyx and stones for setting, antimony, colored stones, all sorts of precious stones and marble." I'll just read the whole thing.
他刚刚念，就在大卫对会众在讲，就是说。
Moreover, in addition to all that I have provided for the holy house, I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver, and because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of my God. And he lists 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying the walls of the house, and for all the work to be done by craftsmen, gold for the things of gold, and silver for the things of silver, who then will offer willingly, consecrating himself today to the Lord.
他刚才在讲述，把它结论一下，就是说他把所有的财富收集起来，存起来，他把这个就交给在神的圣殿中，准备来建那个圣殿。So
obviously, storing up treasures is not always a bad thing.
所以事实上说，你把你的财富收集起来，不是一个错误的事。
It has to do with our attitude. What was our attitude toward storing up these things?
而是说你真正你本身的态度，说你把这个钱、这个财富收集起来，你真正的态度在哪里？
David was blessed with riches, and he devoted to God because of his love for God.
大卫这边，大卫王这边，他是受神的恩典，他得到那么多财富，他把这财富收起来是要给神使用。
In a sense, he did build larger barns to hold all these places.
事实上，他也是建了一个很大的仓库，把这些财富全部收集起来。But
his attitude is different than the rich man's.
但他的心态是不一样的，跟这个年轻人富有人心态完全不一样。
Verse 19 gives us more information about the attitude of this rich man.
在第十九节开始讲到说，这个年轻人错误的态度。
And I will say to my soul, So you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.
然后他就说, okay, 我把这个财富收在财富以后，对我离婚的时候，我会可以做多年的费用，我只要去安逸的享受。
Now we see what this man really wants.
所以我们看看这个年轻人到底要做什么。
You can't forgive him for the actions he's taken because you now know his attitude.
你现在不能再对他有这个原谅，因为他自己做这个事情的本身的心态是在干什么。
He says he wants to live many years of his wealth.
他要长寿。
He says, relax, eat, drink, and be merry.
他要每天要喝酒庆祝，然后快快乐乐过。
That was his goal. That was all that he's pursuing.
这是他的计划，他以后都要做的事。
Paul later says, quoting the Epicureans, that eat, drink, and be merry. That's what you do if you have no hope in God.
所以保罗后来有些地方他扣他的保罗讲话事实上说你吃喝玩乐事实上就是说你心中没有神来这样过活
And this is how this man lived
事实上就是个人就想这样活
In a real sense he made wealth the money that he the blessing that he received from God into an idol
事实上他事实上怎么把他的财富当成一个假神在敬拜
into a false God And a God is something that we worship It's the goal of our lives
神事实上是我们真正要敬拜的，也是我们在生活命中的主要的目标。We
can take any blessing that God gives us and make it the most important thing in our lives, and that's how we create idols.
事实上，在我们身上，把我们常常说神给我们的，我们把它变成，反而变成我们那个假神在敬拜。Yeah.
So even in the very beginning, God wanted us to trust Him.
事实上，在起初，神是要我们要相信他。He
wanted us to trust Him to provide joy for us.
我们要信任神，神会给我们一切，让我们也给我们喜乐。
Starting the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam all that was good.
从这个亚当开始，在伊甸园，神给他的都是一些美好的。
When Adam started naming the animals, God already knew something was not good enough.
当亚当开始把任何动物取名字的时候，神已经知道有点不太够。
So God gave him Eve to make it better, to provide pleasures for Adam.
所以神把他给娶了一个太太，让他有生命的快乐。
Adam was supposed to trust God for everything that was good, to know what is good and what is bad.
所以亚当应该相信神，知道什么是好的，什么是不好的。
But he lost that trust when he wanted to find out for himself what is good and what is bad by eating the fruit.
但是问题在于他不相信神，他靠自己去。
Throughout the whole time, we see God working through the people of Israel and into the New Testament, of God trying to provide the best for His people.
所以事实上，你看旧约中看到很多都是以色列人，就是神要给以色列一些最好，但是要以色列人相信神。Yeah,
we often don't trust God.
但是事实上，以色列到后来不相信神。And
that's the same for us. We don't trust God.
所以我们奖赏也是一样。We
trust what we can see. We like to trust money.
我们事实上只相信说我们所看到的就是说钱财
What was supposed to be something given us for pleasure, for enjoyment We made into the ultimate joy for our lives So the money was supposed to help us enjoy God, to worship God more
所以说金钱神给我们的是一个给我们一个来的把这个金钱来敬拜神的就反正变成我们来敬拜这个金钱而变成我们的假
Ultimately our joy is to come from God himself
事实上,
We are to enjoy God
事实上，这个所有的愉快都是从神而来的。我们应该敬拜我们的神。
We ought to enjoy being with God, and this is what worship is all about.
我们要真正的是能够享受说我们心喜欢自己，我们跟神能够一起同在。Instead,
lots of us rather enjoy money or wealth or whatever comes with that.
事实上，我们真的是反而是喜欢的，就是什么什么能够金钱带来给我们的快乐。So
this leads to really the full-blown idolatry.
事实上，这个就是这样，是完完全全的是敬假神的敬拜，敬拜假神的意思。And
this is why in God's response, He calls him a fool.
所以说，神在讲说这些是愚妄的。But
God said to him in verse 20, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?"
This one here.
So verse 20 is God's response to the rich fool's action.
所以他在第二节20节讲回答他说，他说无知的人啊，他说你所今夜必要要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
A fool in the Bible is anyone who does not walk in the way of wisdom.
这就是愚蠢人，就是说他根本就是不知道有神在他心中。
Since this man's idol was wealth,
因为这个愚蠢人他心中的他的像是就是他的假神就是钱。
He didn't have the wisdom.
他就没有智慧。
But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and wisdom. Both despise wisdom and instruction.
在那个箴言第一章第七节讲说智慧敬畏神是智慧的开端，愚妄的人是不没有那个，就是说他愚妄人是没有智慧跟那个不要智慧跟他的那个信徒。
We know that the end of the fool is ruin according to Proverbs. The end of the fool is ruin.
Okay, 所以到最后愚妄的必要倾倒，在那个箴言里提到是十章第八节。
Perhaps Jesus had this in mind.That the fool says in his heart there is no God.
事实上，我想主耶稣是很清楚的知道，这些愚妄人心中根本没有神。
In his heart, even if he believed in God, he acts and he lives as if there is no God.
事实上，这个或许这些人有他的有那个神在他们心中，但他们活的所做出来的根本没有，就像没有神在他们心中一样。
He chooses to worship this idol of wealth for himself rather than God.
事实上他在所敬拜的乃是那个财富而不是神。
If you look at the response of the rich fool, you see how many times he uses the word I.
你看看他这个17到20节之间，他这年轻人回答中间有多少是用他我这个字。
He's very self-centered and he worships the wealth that God gave him.
事实上他是完全自我中心的，他只是敬拜那个这个神给他的财富。
Anyone that worships anything other than the Lord God is a fool.
所以他真的这个年轻人这个想重视的只是财富，敬拜财富而已。
He's a fool. He trusted in material wealth.
他是一个愚蠢人，是因为他只重视物质上的财富。
He wanted joy. He wanted pleasures from this material wealth.
他只是他在所想要得到，就从这个。物质财富上得到喜乐。
He didn't understand the temporary nature of this wealth.
他并不了解这个财富的短，实际上很短暂的生。
That with wealth there will be pleasures, there will be shallow and there will be temporary, but there will be joy and pleasure that comes out of wealth.
事实上是没有错，这个财富会给你的是很短暂、很肤浅的喜乐。
And this is why, in the parable, God says, your soul, your life will be required of you today. What can you do about it?
所以事实上，所以主耶稣在二十节讲说了：“今夜必要你的灵魂。”
We can't extend our life with money.
我们不能把我们的寿命能够靠钱能够增长我们的寿命。
And we can't enjoy anything that's except for what is fleeting and temporary with money.
事实上，我们也知道我们这个钱财是会飞走的，我没办法来享受这个飞走钱财。
Yeah, you might even argue with today's medicine. If I have more money, I can pay for better treatments. I might live longer.
所以慧群会讲说，哇，现在的科学，现在的医药可以帮助我，让我活命长一点。
Maybe there's some truth in that, but ultimately God's the one that holds his or life in his hands.
或许有一点点道理在里面，但事实上是真正的只有神能够掌管你生命。
Last October, Steve Jobs died.
去年十月 ，Steve Jobs 死掉了。
Did his cancer treatments extend his life?
他的那个癌症治疗的方法是不是有帮助他生活活久一点吗
？Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Some people even accuse him of not getting right treatment early enough.
或许是他真的有帮助他，也有人在说他事实上一开始有癌症的时候他没有来不及处理。
Other people accuse him of his wealth being able to jump the queue for liver transplant to allow him to live longer.
所以有人讲说他因为靠了财富，所以他能够。使他的那个肝的那个移植能够得到肝的移植，使他活得久一点。
But ultimately, I think we know that it's God who chooses the numbers of days of our lives.
所以事实上，到最后也是神来决定我们是能够活多久。
Ultimately, Steve Jobs was a fool.
事实上 ，Steve Jobs 是一个愚妄的人。
He died with $6.7 billion of net worth.
他事实上，他死的时候有$67 billion的财产。
But then, who cares?
但事实上谁来在乎这个呢
He was a fool and now he knows it.
他是一个愚妄人，他 he know it right now.
Yeah.
他现在知道了。
Despite all his intelligence, creativity, vision, influence,
他是不管他是多有钱，不管他多聪明，不管他的多有创造力
，the honors that men give to him,
还有世界上人所给他的荣耀
，the way he touched the world.
或者他用他对世界上的影响力
The way he changed the way computers are looked at
就是说把那个电脑这个转换电脑的这种影响到世界上各地。
The way we live everyday life with iPad, iPhone, the way we look at movies, Disney, Pixar.
事实上，每天我们在生活中都的电话，我们的行动电话，我们看的卡通影片。
At the end, when God says, "Your soul's required of you tonight."
事实上，等到最后的时候，神说我今天就要来取你的灵魂。
As far as we can tell, he turned out to be a fool.
所以说，真正讲起来，事实上他是一个愚妄的人。
He was not rich toward God.
他不在神面前，事实上是一个富有的人。
So,
富足的人。
So now we know what the rich man did. We know God's response.
我们看到这年轻人他的反应跟神对他的回答。
Now we look at the conclusion Jesus gives in verse 21.
所以我们看到从二十节看这个整个比喻的一个结论。
Jesus said, "So it is the one who lays up treasures for himself and not rich toward God."
所以说他主要是这边讲他就说，哦，他说我们
二十一节，
他主要讲的就是说我们不是我们是需要用我们那个财。物质上财富来为神做事。
Now here's an interesting question.
现在一个很好的。
What does it mean to be rich toward God?
这个问题在那边说，什么叫是说在神面前是富足的
？God has everything.
神有了全部的东西。
What can you give to God?
那你要给神什么呢
？He has a cattle on 1,000 hills.
在诗篇里面50篇第10节讲说，他有他是什么？他说他有千山的千山的牲畜。
It is not that God lacks something that we need to give to God to be rich toward God.
并不是说神缺乏什么要我们给他，要我们在他面前富足的给他。
Being rich towards God is a contrast between being rich toward God and being materialistic, being rich towards yourself. The I that he was talking about earlier.
对神在神面前有富足，这个的相反词就是说。事实上把自己财产能够帮助你增加你自己个人的财产，就是说你对你自己富足的看法做法。
It has to do with the problem of values. What do we value?
也是说我们这个问题在一个地方，就是说我们重视的是什么？
God, not riches. It should be your value.
我们重视的是神，而不是说真正重视的是在什么呢？在那个有没有财富上。
When we look at this whole story in Luke chapter 12, Jesus actually continues this teaching in verse 22, teaching disciples.
我们在整个看那个整路加福音第十二章，是说二十一节以后，事实上主耶稣还继续的教导他们。
The disciples had this opposite question. The rich man was rich, but how about us? We're poor. And Jesus addresses that section, but the answer is still the same.
这边是没有错。你上面讲第一段讲是年轻人、富有人对神问这个问题，但后来事实上他门徒也问他说：“那我们穷的人怎么办呢
？”God willing, I'll be able to talk about that at some other time.
如果允许的话，以后我会讲同样。
But what I want to point out is that this section continues to verse 34.
这边这个事实上，这个他主要是在讲这个财富的事情，就讲到34节。
And then that gives a fitting conclusion to what it means to be rich toward God.
事实上，就是看到说这个是什么意思？说我们在神的面前的富，我们要在神面前富足的。
One way is 33. Sell your possessions, give to the needy, provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with treasures in heavens that do not fail, where no thief approaches, no moth destroys.
33. 是说你翻到第三十节讲，他说你们要变卖所有的周济人，为自己预备永不变的钱囊。用不尽的财宝，存用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进、虫不能住的地方。
But being rich toward God is much more than giving to the poor.
事实上说，我们在神面前富足是远超过我们要给穷人的。
Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
就说，他说你财富在哪里，你心就会在哪里。
If your treasure is with the wealth of this world.That is where your heart is.
就像说你的财富，你的所有的财产在地上的话，你的心也在那里。
And if that's the most important thing in your life, that is your God, and you will get what you deserve.
所以事实上，
or you may get what you deserve.
如果你的心放在那个财产那边的话，这也就是你自己所得到的。将来你会得到的，也就是那个事情。
Jesus asks for a change in the attitude of our hearts to put God above wealth.God above all else.
事实上这边神这边主耶稣强调就是说 你们要把你们心放在哪里，要注重你的心在哪里，要远超过财富，要把神放在你的心中。
Okay, let's look at some ways we can apply this.
我们看看一些下面用途上面。
I think this parable is very straightforward. We heard it and it's really easy to understand.
这边的比喻实际上是很简单的了解，很直接的。
Let's figure out how we can live out like our lives like this.
那我们现在看看我们怎么样来把这个用在我们生活上。
I think there's three areas.
有三个地方。
Worship is what it has to do is true. The first is true worship. What is true worship?
什么叫做真正的敬拜神，奉献敬拜神。
The word worship in English language comes from the two words worth and ascribe. It means to ascribe worth or to give worth to God.
Worship 这个字，崇拜这个字，事实上在英文中分成两个字的，一个是 ascribe， 一个就是说 ascribe 是一个。就是定义有一种像定义的意思，另外一个 worth 是财富。
So what is ultimately worthy to you?
所以事实上说，你把这个 worship 放在你这敬拜这个看来，就是说事实上你是重要，你最想要的是什么？
Is anything that's more important to you than God?
就说你在世界上说你有没有这个任何一件事情远超过神的？
If you continue to worship money, you will become a servant of money.
如果你是真正很重视神那个钱财的话，你实际上就会变成钱财的奴隶。
You will chase after money.
你会一天到晚去追求钱。
You will store money.
你会存把一天的钱所赚到的存起来。
You will put all your hope in money.
你会把你所有希望放在钱财上。
It's very similar. Just as we worship God, makes us a servant of God.
就是说我们要怎么来敬拜我们的神，来服侍我们的神。
A more concrete way to look at it would be the issue of retirement.
事实上，我如果仔细想看我们那个退休的，我们来讲。
A recent report shows that since 2007, U.S. households lost about 40% of their net worth.
我们事实上，我们仔细去看，在最近的报告上，在从我们在2007年到现在为止，我们每个家庭大概损失了40%的你们的财富。
Every political debate this coming election year will focus on economy and retirement benefits.
事实上，我们在这个选举的年里面，我们所有的政治上的辩论都所谈的都是在你的退休的年龄还有退休的福利。
Wealth accumulation is a problem for both the rich and the poor in this economy.
事实上，在这种好，这种情况之下，我们所有的财富的储存都是有同样的问题。
This is true not just in this country, but all around the world. In Europe, you hear news from coming out of Europe.
不单单在美国，全世界都一样，尤其在最近在欧洲里面看到。
Yeah, even understanding the fleeting nature of wealth.
事实上，财宝会离开的，会飞走的一种本质，我们可以可能用这个例子来看。
Many still grab harder and harder toward these idols, toward the security of money and wealth.
但是就是在这种情况之下，我们还是希望紧紧抓住这个，以这个钱财为我们作为我们。
There's no political or economic solution to these problems.
事实上，在这种情况之下，没有任何我们政治上有一个结果来帮助我们。
Money as an idol will always fail.
你若以钱财做你的榜样偶像来看的话，它一定会失败的。
In good or bad economies, money can never satisfy us.
不管好的或坏的经济情况之下，这个钱财一定不能让我们满足。
Many of you, us, need to look in our hearts.
我们真的要把我们的心打开看看。
What do we look forward to?
我们真的出手，我们的盼望在哪里
？Do we look forward to the day when we retire and we can lie back and say, relax, eat, drink, and be merry?
Just like me. 我们在想到说，是说我们在退休的时候会就在那边就在享受，就是说一切就是舒适的生活。
I think, yeah, truthfully, that's very often a question on our hearts and minds.
事实上，这个真的是每个人他们很多人的心中所想要的。
I mean, isn't this what they promise when they talk to you about 401k plans and retirement savings?
事实上，这就是一般的时候，人家在跟你建立401那个存款那个方法，他们的事情叫你跟你保证的事吗
？They tell you.They tell you to say to yourself, I've worked hard, I have worked diligently, I've been smart, I will enjoy the fruits of my labor.
事实上，是不是你说我努力的工作，你真的很小心的工作，你把钱存在那边，所以我事实上有这个权利来享受我这个劳苦的积累下来的财富。
But really, it should be I've worked hard, God has blessed me.
事实上，正确的看法是说，我努力的工作。 我有神的祝福。
I would trust God.
我会相信神。
And I would trust God to provide all my pleasures.
我会相信神会供给我所有的喜乐。
And I would be rich toward God.
我会在神面前是富足的。
This is not saying that we shouldn't plan ahead.
这不是说我们不要忘，我们不要计划。
But rather, in how we plan ahead, we need to plan to be rich toward God.
而是说我们要计划的对，是说我们要计划将来怎么样在神面前，怎么是在神面前富足的。
In the planning of retirement, we also must think about how we make our money.
在我们计划退休的时候，我们要怎么样想到说我们
What is our priority?
是什么是你的最重要性的？你要
How much trust do we put on our money?
你在你的那个你对你的金钱。上面是看了多少的计
You can tell
how much
something's worth by competing values.
所以事实上，在你在决定什么价值观的时候，你会感觉到什么是最重要的。
Is the pursuit of money taking you away from your time with God?
你是不是在追求你的金钱的时候，你反而没有时间去
taking away from your time that God wants desires you do to spend with your family?
就是说当你在追求金钱的时候事实上你 就是放弃了神要求你 花时间在你家庭上
to show your neighbors the love of Christ
而且在你传福音给 邻居的时候是你对神的爱
What are we giving up in your chase of idols?
事实上当你在追求金钱的时候你失掉了多少你放弃了多少
Lastly, as it is Father's Day, I think this will be a good one to teach your kids.
最后的时候，我们因为是父亲节，我想在对我们讲者对小孩子教导小孩子也是一个非常好的一个。
And it's also the way we think about kids is also going to be a good reflection on our hearts.
我们教导我们小孩，事实上也是对我们讲者是一个让我们自己。
Consider Proverbs chapter 1-9, the words of the father to a son on choosing wisdom and to avoid folly.
事实上，我们再看看，我们再从箴言1-9章，在整个中间是谈到的是说，我们父亲对孩子。一个教导，要我们选择智慧，或者是一个愚妄。
We need to teach your children proper values.
我应该告诉教孩子什么叫是正当的那个价值。
And in this set of proper values, there's a place of money.
还有告诉他说那个金钱在我们的算在我们的地位上是算多少
？There's a place for everything.
事实上说是在我们的生活中有任何事情都有一定的。
Wisdom, as we read early in Proverbs 1:7, says.The foundation wisdom is God. It's a knowledge of God.
保罗在讲说，我们真正的最重要一点是说，我们的基础是说，我们的敬畏神。
So this is how we must convey values. Where does money fall in? Where does family fall in? Where does God fall in?
所以事实上就是说，我们当我们教导小孩的时候，我们要把这些重点，他们的这个钱财是在属在我们哪个地位，我们的神是在我们的生活中是属于哪个地位。
If I were to ask you, what is your ultimate hope for your children?
我再问你一句，当你是把你的孩子的，你对你的孩子期望在哪里
？I think many will answer rightly that their children will love, they will hope that their children love God.
我想每个人都会想说，我们希望他们是第一个是重视的，就是说要爱神。
With all their heart, soul, and mind.
要他们全心全力的去爱神。
But I think we want to look at it from the whole, not just what we say.
我们要看看仔细是全部整体来看，不是只是说我们说说而已。
How does this value system fit in with everything else we teach them?
就说这个价值观，我们在教导他们的时候是怎么样在我们所有的日常所一切事情都能够放在哪个地位
？Do we somehow convey that money and security is more important than God? Without knowing it,
我们是常常在教导小孩子说他的未来的生活的安全就是他们的保证，还有他们的那个金钱是不是？我们没有在注意之下，反而教导他们更多。
What do we tell them is important in their lives?
我们是不是在什么情况下教导他们说什么最重要
？Study hard.
是不是要努力的读书
？Take college prep classes.
是不是要去准备读大学一些准备课程
？Go to a good college.
是不是要他们去一个好大学
？Take interest in careers that offer financial security.
是不是要去找一些那个将来他们要的他们将来工作的那个工作是一个有可以给他们叫什么生活的保障
？Is it the enjoyment of life？
是不是就是他们将来这个会使他们享受更好
？Do we have them invest in enjoying life in the future by learning to play musical instruments？
是不是说我们因为就假如说你将来能够享受的更好是要你来学音乐
？Playing sports，
打体育
，or buying them everything we wish we had while we're growing up，
或者跟他们买所有的东西是说当我们长大的时候所没有的。
kind of values are we really teaching our children?
那我们这个再讲讲说，我们到底是教导他们什么的重要的价值？
It's kind of unfair for me to tell you this now because I've only been had a kid for a year.
所以讲讲是说，可能不太对我是可能不太有这个资格来教导你们，因为我们孩子才不到一岁。
And really, we want to give our children the best that we can buy.
事实上，我们事实上要把要教给我们孩子所有的一切，所有可以买到的。
We want to buy them the best toys.The most fabulous family vacations to the most exotic places.
事实上，我们很真的喜欢说，我们或许给他买最好的玩具，最好的那个家庭的那个旅游。
We want to give them trendy clothes so that they can fit in with their peers.
他们给他非常好的衣服，让他能够跟他们的同学在一起过的。
We want them to live in largest houses, so maybe that's for us. But maybe
或许是他们想要住一个大房子。
But I think each one of these.I mean, studying hard, preparing for college, career, enjoying life.
事实上，如果你去看，都是他们去读好大学，将来能够找一个好职业，能够好好的享受。
Each one of us is not sinful. Each one of them individually is not sinful.
事实上，每个个体来讲，他并没有罪啊。
In fact, many of those are necessary.
事实上，这些东西是有些是必要的。
But where is the priority?
但是真的你们讲起来的话你的重要性在哪里
Are you doing are they, Do they learn that in doing all this that their ultimate goal is to worship God
他们是不是知道他做这些事情是不是他最后的终结的目标是不是在敬拜神
When values conflict
当我们对各种价各种事情的价值在有冲突的时候
When you know that your children has only so many hours a dayIs their time with God more important, or is their time in studying more important?
是说你读书的时间重要呢，还是你花一点时间在神身上的重要
？On Sundays, if you know Sunday school program is beneficial to them,
他会他们知不知道在礼拜天的主日学时间对他们是很有益处
？Are their Saturday nights so full that they're not awake during Sunday school?
事实上，他们那个礼拜六晚上的节目那么多，是他们早上礼拜天早上爬不起来。
As parents, I think it's difficult to try to balance these things for our children.
事实上，对父母亲来讲，有时候是要把这两种事情来平衡，讲起来是一种非常困难的事情。
But I wonder if many times, or what is important to us, is our money, and therefore the children get that idea.
或许事实上，我们自己做父母的，把金钱看得最重要，就反而小孩子从中间就学到了。
I think we need to be careful in the training of our children.To train them so they don't feel like they're the rich fool.
所以说，事实上，我们当我们在教育小孩的时候，我们自己要非常的小心，而不是只告诉他们那个财富才是。
We need to teach them not only with words that we say in quotations from scripture.
而且我们要知道，我们不单单教导小孩说，不单单是用圣经的经节或者那些来教导他们。
We need to show them what success is.
我们应该真正的亲身的。告诉表现给他们说什么叫做才成功
We need to show them success is more than what they make
我们要刚刚讲说成功
Or hope to make
是成功这个成功是真正是什么是你希望得到或者真正做到了
But success is your relationship with God and your love toward God
这个成功是不是就是你跟神之间的关系
To teach them with our words and with how we prioritize our lives
告诉他们就是说我们是怎么样来把我们的生活的那个重要性排出来。
And in doing so, I think we really understand what we ourselves value.
事实上，当你这样做的时候，我们才真正可以了解说我们是怎么样来把我们的生活的价值观排出来。我们一起祷告。
Father, we just thank you for your word.
父神，我们谢谢你的话。
We know that this parable is one that's easy to understand.
我们知道这个。比喻是我们让我们很简单的 很容易让我们了解的
But it's very difficult to apply into our lives
但事实上有时候是非常困难的能够让它使用在我们生活上
We know that money is tangible You can see it We can see the effects easily
我们看到这我们知道我们金钱在那边是很明显的但是也很容易的影响到我们的生活
We also know by faith
我们也知道靠我们的信心
That you are the only oneWho can give us true pleasures and true wealth?
只有你才能给我们真正的喜乐跟真正的财富。
Father, we ask you that you give us more faith.
主啊，我们求你能给我们更多的信心。
More faith so that we may learn to trust in you, to look towards you rather than trusting our own ways. We pray that you change this temptation of wealth. And take these blessings that you've given us and let us worship you with these blessings. May you be, may our use of money be a worship to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.